is why. Uh-oh, damn.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Starting to think it's because of Jort's existence.
Mm.
Here we go. Why we can't have nice things. Starts us out. Well, what a lovely time of year. And the past couple of weekends have been filled with nothing but graduations all over. And that includes up there in New York at the renowned Pace University.
Kelly Danko.
Who had their commencement ceremony.
Sophia Cicero.
And announcing the names of graduating
Emily
students.
Acosta.
But instead of a human or a chancellor
Sabrina
or
Alley.
A commencement speaker.
Oh, no.
Jeremy Brosnan.
Students scanned QR codes on their phones. And then the AI voice read their names aloud as they walked across the stage.
So weird.
Caitlin Egan.
Essentially a self-checkout experience for your graduating class of 2025.
Wow.
Yeah, of note, student undergrad, I believe this gentleman's name is Ross Copley, did not graduate this semester, was on track to do so, but went online to bring up the fact that he failed ultimately one of his English finals because he was caught using AI writing his final term paper. But it's okay for graduation.
A man in Port Townsend, Washington, managed to escape the Department of Corrections, but police were quickly on to him. So they tracked him down with drones and other police tools. The guy was not going down easy, then ran from officers and scaled an 80-foot tree.
Whoa.
Where he remained for the next 8 hours. Very committed. Yeah, they finally got him down. He's now facing charges of burglary, theft, and probably evasion. But where are you going to put this guy?
Yeah, I'd say evasion with honors on that one.
Yeah.
All nimbly bimbly from limb to limb and tree to tree.
Dum, 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 dum.
Go to Charlottesville, Virginia, and this particular gentleman, Kevin Cox, was arrested. You see, residents in his neighborhood have been trying to get the traffic under control for a while, but they cannot get the city of Charlottesville to do anything about it. So Kevin took matters into his own hands and painted his own crosswalk on a busy street. Fortunately for him, it didn't take the city long to catch on to this. Get rid of it. And Kevin knew it wasn't going to last. He even used just spray chalk. He did it to prove a point. In fact, one of his neighbors uses a wheelchair, says Kevin's actions are downright heroic because otherwise it's dangerous. But hero or not, it's you can't paint your own crosswalks
really?
On streets. Yeah.
No DIY.
He was charged with property damage and is facing up to a year in jail. He hopes he can get it dismissed because he used chalk and not actual paint. And he's hoping that, you know, for as quick as they showed up to get rid of it, maybe they could just paint their own.
Dum, 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 dum.
So if you've ever been to a major city, you know that pigeons are everywhere and will probably want out. You tried to hop a flight from Minneapolis to Wisconsin by boarding a Delta Airlines flight. The crew had to go on foul removal detail, and the plane was delayed.
Ooh.
In related news, Barbecue James not on the flight, so they're still very much alive.
Pigeon's just an overgrown dove, but they're good to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, that's fact. Bet he owns shorts.
Dum, dum, dum,
I love
dum,
you, Barbecue!
Dum.
The Colorado Rockies. This is baseball, Major League Baseball, and they are on a historic pace of being the worst team in Major League Baseball history.
Oh, no.
They've lost 8 of their last 10 games. They're 9-44 on the year. That is already the worst 50-game start in modern Major League history. And now they have former Rockies fan Timothy Reckle, who is now suing the Colorado Rockies franchise, and in part as a good case. He sustained serious injuries to his face, eye area. He caught a foul ball with his face. He was in a luxury box there at Coors Field. And the lawsuit brings up several valid things, like there's obstructions where you can't see certain things, so you can't see the ball. And there's some. Then he goes one step further. The lawsuit also takes issues with how bad the Rockies team is. saying, quote, longstanding poor performance on the field has contributed to a game day environment in which spectators, particularly those in luxury suites, are less engaged with the action and not paying attention to the field. In other words, saying they're so bad that their fans aren't watching and blames the team. We'll see how that pans out in court right there. I think it went a little too far.
So you got to be careful about when you leave outside your home. Even in beautiful Bell County, Kentucky, a family realized this after an intruder climbed a ladder and went in the attic and promptly fell through the ceiling while mom was in the kitchen. Even worse, it wasn't the average intruder. It was a black bear that landed on the stove. And sat there until police arrived. You thought your little snake was bad. Excuse me.
Dum, 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 dum.
Better run, run, run. That's what it is. And then finally, let us wind up in Albuquerque. And a McDonald's there in Albuquerque. As a guy walks in, this is a stick-up, see? He didn't talk like a 1920s gangster. No, but he did try to rob the McDonald's there in Albuquerque using a lighter that was shaped like a small firearm. The man demanded money from the cash register, and the employee immediately called the police from the back, and the suspect was arrested without incident. He told the police, "I didn't threaten anybody, and look, it's a lighter. This ain't even a gun." That probably won't stick in court, and he's looking at some jail time. But by gosh, was he ready just in case Freebird busted out.
Yeah, there you go.
Dum, 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 dum.
In your jorts.